edge country and bluegrass music right here with Adam Carpenter and only on Fox 103.
All right, let's get it on our outdoor report. First one of the 4 o'clock hour. Glad to have you with us today. Really enjoy that song. Made me feel so much better last night. And that's a beautiful thing about country. Name another type of music, maybe bluegrass, that's about it, that has a direct message like that, that can change your attitude, give you perspective. So I promise we're going to talk about some deer hunting this hour and next hour. Some tips for you. Got some DNR news coming up as well. But right now we're going to get some tips for you. As soon as we credit our sponsor, keep the microphone turned on this hour, Lakeshore Bike at 505 Lakeshore Boulevard in Marquette. Please stop in and see Matt. Talk to the other fellas. Tell them you heard about him right here on the Outdoor Show. You can find him at 505 Lakeshore Boulevard in Marquette. Or you can get your bike on with Lakeshore Bike. All right, first of all, we're going to talk about several things today. We're going to talk about hunting around food and water sources, especially in October. We're going to talk about bedding areas and feeding and watering areas and travel corridors. We're also going to talk about moon phases and how it affects your deer hunting, how it can help you with your deer hunting. But first, let's start with something a little more basic, a little more fundamental to understand deer activity, to understand especially buck activity. But you really do need to take in consideration not only how the rut affects bucks, but also does. Because some does aren't in heat at the same time. There's actually two different time periods in the fall when does go into heat. You have most of your does going into heat during the month of November. Then there is a second rut where a second group of does go into heat in December. A lot of them happen to be the younger does. But a lot of rumors and urban myths and legends about what causes the rut. A lot of people think cold weather causes the rut. That actually is false. Weather can help enhance the rut, especially if you have a good cold snap at the beginning of a lot of different periods of the rut. For instance, right now, this will help things along. But it more or less helps the deer activity overall, not necessarily the urge to reproduce for these deer. The rut is caused by a photogenic period, a shortening of daylight hours. That's what puts bucks into a tizzy, puts does into heat, and basically gets them ramped up very slowly. And a lot of people think, I used to think the weather did it as well, but it really doesn't have as much to do with the rut. It only has to do with enhancing deer activity overall. So that's the first thing you need to understand if you're not really into deer hunting. Or maybe if you are and you always had this conception that, well, if we get a big snowstorm on Halloween, the rut's going to be on. That's not necessarily true. It's more determined by light, and the fading light, less daylight hours, causes these deer to go into rut. So that's the first thing. Next, we're going to talk about hunting in between bedding areas and feeding and watering areas. So stay tuned for that outdoor report coming up a little bit later on this hour. And we've got some great music coming up as well. Gretchen Wilson's newest one, by request, the Flying Blind Song of the Day at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103 WFXD.